Business planning is all about making choices to determine a path for moving forward with your business. Joel Bokenfohr, business policy analyst with Alberta Agriculture and Forestry, dropped by the studio to discuss how producers can prepare a business plan to help take advantage of new opportunities and also face uncertainty.
Business planning is really all about making choices to determine a path for moving forward with your business, how you'll position yourself in the industry, in the market, and what actions you'll choose to kind of progress yourself towards those goals and objectives. And it's really all about collecting all your thinking in that process on how you're going to meet your financial success, your long-term objectives. And really some initial things to think about with business planning is really what do you want to do? What capabilities do you bring to this business venture? Where should you start directing your efforts? And how are you going to do that in order to kind of compete, survive, meet your business goals long-term? And it's really about formalizing that into a plan.
And I guess that business plan really has to be kind of fluid or flexible in order to take advantage of new opportunities or if you're facing uncertainty.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and a lot of farms think about that. If there's uncertain events or you don't know maybe what would happen in the future, how do you prepare your business for that? And so we know technology, markets, consumers change, and more rapidly these days. So one of the best ways to start is to start creatively questioning your business and looking at how you can take advantage of opportunity in the future. And really develop a plan that balances your most likely outcomes in the future with some flexibility that there may be some new possibilities out there.
So let's talk about if you have some specifics of what farms can look at to take their plan, I guess, to that next level.
Yeah, so really if you've got a plan set and really want to take that to the next level, think about some of the systems that might be involved in your business. Investigate some of those interactions that shape the behavior of your business and sort of your business environment. So some good questions. When we do planning is to kind of look at what are the key factors, interrelationships in that environment that really do affect your farm business outcomes. And also look at what assumptions you're currently making about how future events might unfold and how truly likely is that versus what other paths might be out there that your farm business could go down in the future. And another is to really think about how you could focus up your strategy a little bit. How do you allocate your business resources to maximize your goals? Think about what your current strategy is for how you're going to get there, does your strategic fit match what your capabilities are, and what elements have worked well for you in your strategy in the past, and can that be improved going forward? And then again, really think about what the future events might be that could really impact your farm business and your farm business strategy. Another is to really think about how you could build a bit of an entrepreneurial business or entrepreneurial thinking into your farm. So really think about different alternatives that may pop up that could provide the farm business back with some significant value. This sort of perspective helps you sort of continually scan what's out there, identify emerging opportunities, and really look at how you could build that back into your business plan. So some good questions there to consider at least are what problems exist in the business environment that there might be potential opportunities for your farm to solve, and are there opportunities that you have that allow you to really manage risk well and take advantage of these opportunities. Another great place to start is to kind of consider your farm's competitive advantage. So a lot of farms have things that they maybe do better than other farms. So it is really to take that and internalize it. How can you generate a product with lower costs or differentiated product or to generate a premium price? So really think about what your competitive advantage is there and what skills and resources you possess to actually do that. The other, think about what changes may occur in the business environment that might be coming down the road and what opportunities for linking up your competitive advantage you could use to take advantage of that. And lastly, a great one to think about is how can you really turn your farm into a bit of a learning organization? So do you go out and pursue new experiences, integrate them with your past knowledge and experience to really work to improve that farm business? Have you assessed what past performance is like, what's worked well, what hasn't? And then have those new experiences, if there's somewhere you'd like to target, have you put in training, experimentation, networking plans to really get there? And so it really is about kind of creating opportunities where you could afford to fail or to try new things or to take advantage of those opportunities and really look at those questions, work through them in your business plan, and regularly evaluate this to sort of see where you're at and take advantage of some of those things that may come down the road in the future.
For more information, go to the Farm Manager homepage at agriculture.alberta.ca/farm-manager.